We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
10 years after buying 13 acres of land, the Islamic Center of Naperville is getting approval to build on it. But the project will be completed over a long period of time, as WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports.
The Naperville City Council voted 9-0 in favor of a multi-decade construction plan proposed by the Islamic Center of Naperville. It will include a mosque first, and then eventually a school, multi-purpose center, and gym, all over 40 years. Mark Winters, the pastor of First Congregational United Church of Christ, addressed the complaint by some that there would be too much traffic congestion caused by the size of the Islamic Center project. He said he runs into traffic jams around churches and their schools all the time.
We as a community, however, have accepted these inconveniences because we appreciate the value of these churches in our city. ICN's project would also provide value to our city.
The project will be on 248th Avenue near the Tallgrass Greenway. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A construction worker critically injured after being hit by a vehicle on the Bishop Ford Freeway this morning. It happened near 111th Street. Police said the driver did not stop. They're still looking for that driver. Outbound Ford was closed for a while as police investigated, but has since reopened. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports there's fallout in South Suburban Markham over phantom businesses getting pandemic relief funds from the federal government.
1,400 businesses in Markham, or what appear to be businesses, receive PPP funds, but the companies don't exist on the books in the South Suburb. One was a health club with an address at a small home, another a hotel on vacant land. CBS2 confronted a police officer, Kenneth Muldrow, about the $20,000 he received for a purported landscaping business.
I'm trying to figure out why your lawn care service is not registered as a licensed business with the city of Markham. Can you explain yourself?
I don't have a lawn care service.
He denied having a business, but said on social media he does have one. Markham City Administrator Derek Champion.
Kenneth Muldrow is no longer patrolling the streets of Markham.
He's on paid administrative leave, and he may not be alone. The city has been entering employees' names into the PPP database, and 10 now have some explaining to do. That's the latest on Markham.
Now, from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, here's Josh Liss.
Yeah, we've been staying up late, keeping up with the Bulls out west all week long. DeMar DeRozan, one of the new guys leading the team in scoring. And before going back to work in Portland late tonight, DeRozan's handing out a compliment to one of his other new teammates for their 10-4 start, 27-year-old Alex Caruso. The brains of the operation.
Alex would definitely be a head coach in the NBA after he finished playing. You would think he'd been in the league 15 years, the way he, you know, speak about the game, give advice. You know, he kind of the loudest voice in the locker room a lot of times, especially in film. And, you know, that's big.
DeRozan, Caruso, and the Bulls, 1.5 underdogs in Portland tonight. Tip at 9. You can listen on 670 The Score. Rambling on and out of the Valley, Loyola is officially leaving the Missouri Valley Conference to be the 15th school in the Atlantic 10 Conference starting July 1st. And the A-10 gets a footprint in Chicago. Loyola basketball, 3-0 with a win last night up for Drew Valentine, the new coach. Northwestern pops back from 2 down at halftime to beat New Orleans by 16. I'm the home of the Bears, Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Northwestern University's Medill School of Journalism is joining with Google to keep local news coverage and investigative reporting alive.
Medill Dean Charles Whitaker says smaller news outlets, freelance writers, need the technology and resources to help uncover the information their readers, listeners, and viewers need to make informed decisions. Northwestern University says the $2 million partnership with Google, led by Medill, will award funds to investigative journalists working for local news outlets and outlets serving underrepresented communities across the U.S. and Canada. Keith Johnson, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Four people shot and wounded overnight outside the Alhambra Palace restaurant in West Randolph. Police say the gunshots came from a black Jeep Cherokee. No arrests have been made. Police in Joliet shot a suspect who struck and pinned an officer between two vehicles in a fast food parking lot yesterday afternoon. The incident took place around 3:30 during a traffic stop at the Wendy's in the 100 block of North Center Street. The pinned officer and suspect taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The Will Grundy Major Crime Task Force is conducting an investigation. Columbia College students will pay 10% more for their education, starting with next year's autumn semester.
Tuition will jump by more than $2,600 next fall to more than $29,000. Columbia President Kwang Woo Kim tells the Columbia Chronicle the school relies on tuition for 85% of its revenue. He says Columbia is really struggling right now, although he says that does not mean the college is in trouble. He says the 10% increase in tuition is designed to move the college's financial situation towards being more sustainable over the long term. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago's Vaccination Awareness Day on Friday saw the most COVID vaccine doses administered since May. More than 20,000 shots were given in the city. However, Chicago Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady says she's not ready to lift the city's face mask mandate.
I know people are tired of masks. They're not going to be here forever. But if they are the difference between us being able to stay open and to, frankly, you know, continue to save lives, particularly as we're working on getting these 5 to 11-year-olds done, I think that's going to be a primary focus.
City data shows just over 60% of Chicago residents are fully vaccinated, while nearly 67% have gotten at least one shot.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.